Joining us now is General Thomas McInerney. General, welcome back to Lindell TV. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year to you and your family.
And Happy New Year to you and your family.
And Brennan, what a year it has been, General, right?
It has been an incredible year for us.
And
American people in the globe.
And, you know, we started talking the day after the election in 2020, and we've worked so much together since then. We haven't had a report from you in a while, so I wanted to get you on to give us your thoughts on what we've seen happen since we last talked and what you think is coming in 2022. First of all, as I've been asking a lot of my guests tonight, what shocked you the most in 2021? Is there any particular news story or trend you were watching in 2021 that shocked you the most?
Yes, the betrayal of the American, of some Americans against our Constitution, Brennan. You know Ann Vandersteel, and she got on Steel Truth tonight, which I was on discussing this. I think it's important because you both are very brave patriots to be allowing this information be told to the American people. Now, quickly, what we had at the start of 2021 was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese Communist Party against the American people and the world. It was deliberate. It didn't escape from a fish market or a bat market or any of that stuff. It came from the virology, Wuhan Virology Lab number 4, with the assistance of Anthony Fauci and other Americans that were complicit in going against our Constitution. That was the stunner. And so COVID-19 stunned the whole world. And we should understand that, Brennan. It was deliberate. You could get tied up with lawyers, Philadelphia lawyers, on how it got out. But in this analysis, I found out in the year 2005, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff equivalent in China announced in a very top secret Chinese Communist Party meeting that they had a new unrestricted warfare ideology. And that consisted of using bio weapons against the world, against their adversaries, along with massive cyber. So biological attacks became part of their ideology, their doctrine, as we talk about in the military. They used it. There is no question about it. And the amount of money that in the trillions of dollars that China owes the United States is very important. But they followed that up. They followed that up very quickly, which I have talked about on your program before, Brennan, a massive cyber warfare attack. And this cyber warfare attack was on the election on 3 November and 4 November. Now, I announced that it was going to come using American technology that we can discuss how the Chinese Communist Party got it, leadership, a program called Hammer and Scorecard, which you and Mike Lindell have talked a great deal about.
Mary Fanning.
Yeah, Mary Fanning and a host of other people. But Mike Lindell has been a heroic leader in the country on breaking this news to the American people. But those two things alone gave us the O'Biden administration. It's not the Biden administration, not the Obama administration. It is the O'Biden administration. And you look who their Secretary of State is. You look at who their National Security Advisor is. You look at where Susan Rice is in the National Security Council. You look at their new Defense Secretary, retired Army 4-star, Austin. And all these people were products of Obama and Biden. So I call it the O'Biden administration. I took an oath, Brennan, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Foreign and domestic. For the first time in our history, your listeners must understand and viewers that the threat we are facing is more dangerous than the Civil War and World War II together. And the bottom line is It is more dangerous because we knew what we were fighting during the Civil War and World War II. Now, maybe 40% of the American people, at best, fully understand just what I have said and where we are. But look at the product of that. We have deliberate violations of the law with open borders. We had a deliberate surrender in Afghanistan. Afghanistan wasn't a program that went wrong. The O'Biden administration cut a deal with the Taliban that number somewhere between 25 and 50,000 and could easily have been defeated by the Afghan forces. Now, why were they not? Well, because the O'Biden administration quit supplying them with intelligence immediately. They started cutting their logistics support, which they were very dependent upon us. And then they quit, or whether it was the Afghan government that saw it coming, they quit funding the soldiers. So no wonder they started caving and surrendering right away. But that was a deliberate surrender by the policies of the O'Biden administration. The worst in our history. And then, of course, you've got the open borders with over 2 million with no COVID checks coming into the United States and being dispersed around different states in the country. A deliberate violation, a gross violation. And for any other president, they would have been impeached. But the Democrats are complicit. And it goes back to why are they complicit? Well, the Chinese Communist Party helped O'Biden get back into office. President Trump, as Mike Lindell has talked about, got 80 million votes. Biden got 68. It was a clean sweep by President Trump. But through cyber warfare, which I happen to be in the business on, we got
In that you own a, in, explain what's, meaning you own a cyber company.
Well, I'm the founder and the chairman emeritus now of a cyber company called Yottastore that is an edge cloud. And edge clouds mean we go to the edge of the battle space and we can ingest every sensor, that means trillions of objects, and put it down to a Humvee or to a tank or to an aircraft carrier. And so that's my business. I do it day in and day out. Well, the fact is, it is obvious, and the information that we had, that we, our sources, the same sources that Mike has got, are pure. We know exactly how they hacked those six border states, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Those six battleground states were hacked, and they were hacked in one county apiece in each state, and it was normally a minority county. And the fact, same thing on the 5th of December, when those two clowns from Georgia, one beat David and Perdue and the other one, Gal, and so... That was done again with cyber warfare. They tried it over a month ago in New Jersey and in Virginia, and all I can do is say through divine intervention, it was turned around in Virginia, but we weren't able to turn it around in New Jersey. But New Jersey actually went Republican.
Wow.
Now, the reason this is important is the 2020 election, if we don't go through the audits and find out all the things that people like you and I know, and Mike Lindell, and Mary Fanning, a host of other people that we're working with. If we don't go through and analyze that, we'll not understand how the corrupt Democrats pulled off of what they did, because they're going to try to do the same thing in 2022. Let's remember that. Now, what else concerns me? I talked about open borders in Afghanistan. Let's talk about this rampant inflation
that is
the worst in 40 years. But this is all deliberate, Brandon.
Absolutely.
And why? Because they want the American people to start depending upon the government.
Absolutely.
Put small business out of business. and be dependent upon government and make us a communist government. Look, they aren't democratic socialists or progressives. These people are communists. And when you have the chairman, which I'm just embarrassed to say, of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, testify in front of the Congress and say, I'm worried about white rage with critical race theory. You must be kidding me. White rage? I don't know what you're talking about. And all I can say is, we have these people that there's no way that the CIA, that Cyber Command, that NSA, that Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, there is no way that they could have missed those cyber warfare attacks. And you and I know that.
That's right.
And they'll prove that. You have, Brandon, you have been magnificent the way you have exhibited this. And so that means they betrayed their constitutional right, oath of office. So we have an internal enemy. Big tech is there. The mainstream media is. That's why you were so critical, Brandon. Everything you are doing is so critical to the success of we the people defeating these adversaries that have infiltrated.
Well, thank you for that. And of course, General, you know that one reason we're so committed to building up Lindell TV that Mike and I launched April 19th, it's hard to believe because in one sense it feels like yesterday, another sense it feels like a lifetime ago because of the everyday, you know, producing content 7 days a week and running something. But the whole Lindell TV platform was because, as you know, if we don't have a platform for you to come and speak to us, along with the other men of great historical background as you bring to the table, the American people won't hear from you. And this is the time we need to be hearing from the General Thomas McInerneys, the General Paul Vallelys, the General Michael Flynns, because I'm assuming some of these other conservative networks are not knocking down your doors, right?
Exactly. I'm embarrassed to say, I won't tell you the network they had me on one time. It wasn't Fox, obviously. But they had me on one time, and I talked about this issue and the election being stolen. They didn't ask me back.
I'm sure not.
But I'm just going to tell it like it is without the bark on the tree. What they are trying to do is devolution our government and to take it apart. President Trump is going to talk about this on the 6th of January, and it's what everybody must be talking about. The action that was taken on 6th January was actually the action taken on the 3rd of November. And that's the insurrection that the Democratic Party, which was treasonous, took against by stealing the election. And we have the information. The information is there, yet we have corrupt juries, judges, we have corrupt Department of Justice, corrupt FBI, corrupt Department of Defense. All these people that should have been doing their job did not do it.
Are you saying on January 6th of 2022, President Trump's going to be, is that his rally in Arizona, or what's he speaking at?
I saw it the other night. It was pointing out that he was going to say, you know, how the Democrats and that committee are saying that
yes,
the 6th of January was an insurrection. Well, he is coming out and saying, I saw a press release on the 6th of January to point out that the real insurrection was on the 3rd of November.
Absolutely.
Absolutely correct.
And you and I were on the air the day after the election, you know, and it's so glad that it's all archived and saved, because we were just laying it out as to what was coming, and you were telling us these steps to watch, and they just unfolded as you were talking about. So here we have, and I know our time is short because I know you got family with you, but tell me about Putin and what's going on with Putin in Russia. You know, I remind our audience that you also at one time were in charge of NORAD Alaska, correct?
Correct.
So we all know what you were watching up there. What is your take on what Putin's doing?
Well, but even more importantly, I was the Vice Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe.
Oh, wow.
had the largest theater nuclear forces in history assembled over there at the height of the Cold War. And so those two experiences that I had, and then ending up as the number three man in the air staff, combined, here's what worries me. Putin and Xi, China, know that they elected the Biden administration. So when you start negotiations, all of a sudden the wick is turned up on what's going on in Taiwan and what's going on in the Ukraine. Now, that call they had today, both Xi and Putin know that they can start leaking through sources that they changed the election and that Trump actually won. So if you are O'Biden and the O'Biden administration, they have to be very careful. And so they have got kabuki going.
So you're saying they can blackmail, China and Russia can use the information they know to be true, stuff we've talked about, that the American press poo-poos. What you're saying is China and Russia, of course, did it. They know it. They got the proof of it. Are you saying they can use that to blackmail the O'Biden administration?
I am saying they are doing it right now. Not that they could. They are doing it right now. They did it on Afghanistan. Afghanistan was a critical place for us if anything went wrong in Taiwan, because Afghanistan, we had those bases that could come in the back door into China with our stealth bombers. And that's why the O'Biden administration surrendered. And I am saying, not could they are blackmailing the O'Biden administration right now. By the way, I don't want to forget the racial issues that they have brought up with Antifa and all that they have made with critical race theory, etc. But let's get back, because we have these two critical things. I believe after the Olympics that there'll be another virus spread at the Olympics, with the population coming around the world to view it, Brandon. And this is a course of action that I believe is very plausible. Whether they do it or not remains to be seen, but I think it's very plausible, because it will affect the midterms, won't it?
Yes.
February Olympics, they spread, it gives them 6 months, 7 months, 8 months before the election, and it starts spreading around the world again. And these democratic states, they start again manipulating. Remember, it was more than just a fraudulent cyber warfare. They had all these mail-in ballots, they had all the dead people voting, they hadn't purged their rolls. There are about 10, and I'm guessing, different ways to create a fraudulent election. But the final number that comes out, that really you see on the television, is cyber warfare. And the way they do it, bottom line, is if the nine ways that they're doing it with mail-in ballots and all the fraudulent activities, if that doesn't tip the scale, and it didn't against Trump, that's why they had to use the massive cyber warfare on the six battleground states. That's a simplistic solution, how people must understand it. They didn't use it in California, because the other way, the other nine ways on the recall on Newsom, they didn't have to do it. But in the six battleground states, they had to do it against Trump. Trump was just a runaway, and that's why they had to go to six battleground states. That's why they moved it from out of the United States, from Fort Washington, over to China. Wuhan was one of the locations. There are other locations we know that where it came from, to include the Pakistan, the ISI, and Islamabad. But so that's what they're doing. And so all the Republicans that are very comfortable saying it's going to be a smash, bam, thank you, ma'am type thing is not going to happen, in my opinion, because they're going to use cyber again. And so if we don't analyze, and if we don't continue to do what you and Mike are doing to explain that 2020 election and how it was stolen from the American people, then we're going to lose again.
Wow. Well, General, as always, we're so appreciative for your time, your service to our country. You're still serving your country. The oath has not retired. We just had four FBI guys. I don't know if you've gotten the chance to know. You're in documentaries we produced with him, but Terry Turchi, the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, he was just here with three other retired FBI guys with great, great bios. And they were here in the Memphis area November 11th and filmed 4 one-hour shows with me talking about the Department of Justice being taken over by the Marxist Democrats, and now they're taking over the FBI to use as their political force. And they kept repeating that even though they're retired, their oath isn't retired. I don't know where our country would be right now without the older, seasoned citizens like you who can help the younger generation understand that we are doing the right thing. I people often said to me for years and years and years, if America comes to this place, what will we do? And I would commonly say, we'll have to rely upon some of the retired generals and retired FBI, retired U.S. Marshals, and retired federal judges to come out of the retirement arena and start speaking up and leading the American people. Because without leadership from guys like you, I think a lot of people wouldn't listen to Brennan House. You know, I think it's when you and General Flynn and others bring your credibility to the table, I think that's why people will listen to us, is because they realize where we're getting a lot of our understanding of this is from guys with your incredible background. So I can't thank you enough for leading the way you are, because without guys like you and the ones I mentioned, I don't think we would have the coming together of the team that we do. So thank you.
Well, let me say one more thing, Brandon, and thank you for those very kind and gracious comments. The fact is, if Biden did win with 80 million votes, which they are saying happened, why aren't they demanding that there be an audit in all 50 states?
Right.
Instead, what are we seeing? Spending millions of dollars in thousands of lawyers trying to prevent anybody to do any audits in any of those six battleground states, let alone the other 50.
Yeah, so they're acting like guilty people, aren't they?
Yes, it doesn't pass the sniff test.
No, it sure doesn't.
We've got to understand, if they do not want people to have transparency on the election, then something must be wrong. And you and I, Nan Vandersteel, and all the other people that we're working with, that is, you know, the underground mainstream media, we are enlightening the American people. But the fact is, it doesn't pass the sniff test. Stand up, Mr. O'Biden, and have an audit in all 50 states.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, General. Happy New Year to you and your family.
And you too, Brandon. God bless you all.
You too, General. General Thomas McInerney checking in tonight. Great patriot, great American, still serving his country. General Thomas McInerney.